Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A guy's perspective this morning. I'm going deep again.
Okay.
Need personal advice. It's my five-year anniversary with my girlfriend this Friday.
Oh, congratulations.
She's coming out here. We're going to Nobu in Newport Beach.
And then you're going ring shopping.
No, I'm not. All my paycheck's already going on Nobu. No, but this is the serious question. We've been together 5 years now. We're like domestic partners. It's like a marriage, but she doesn't have a ring and...
You don't have the paperwork.
We don't have the paperwork.
Okay.
And I am skeptical about getting remarried. And that has nothing to do with her. It has nothing to do with anyone. It's just me personally, because I have had a failed marriage before.
Okay.
And it's not nice. It affects you. I don't think you ever fully get over it, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
But I just knew that marriage wasn't right for me, so I had to move on. Now I've been with my girlfriend happily for 5 years. She wants a ring. She knows I don't want to get married. It's not a definite that I won't get married. It's just that I don't really want to get married again.
Were you open about that when you first started dating? This isn't something you sprung on her, right? Like, okay, we've been seriously dating for a few years now, and then you were like, oh, by the way, I never want to get married.
I don't think we spoke about the first few years, but then it has come up in conversation, and I think she's fine with that.
Okay.
But she does want some form of commitment, which is a ring. So she's like, the bling, but don't need the paperwork. Is that a fair compromise? Can you just be engaged, or do you have to get married after that? Am I being... unfair? And this is nothing personal against her. This would be any woman in the world that I love. I just don't know if I want to walk down the aisle again. Never say never. I might change my mind on this.
Well, I think the big thing with a compromise is it has to be something that you both agree to. So if you're okay with your feelings and she's okay with that, then I think, yeah, it is a happy compromise. You both get what you want without having to sacrifice something.
And this is inevitably coming up because 5 years... people talk.
Oh, yeah.
People talk all around you. Oh, why haven't you? Why haven't you? Is there something wrong? Everyone speculates, and it's highly annoying. No, my relationship's great. It's fantastic. We have so much fun together.
Look at Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. They've been together forever and never got married. And sometimes you hear those stories of people who finally were like, okay, let's just do it. Let's get married. And then it doesn't work. Yeah, something falls apart.
Exactly. And then all of a sudden, I'm feeling this added pressure on me. But is that a fair compromise? And by the way, I'm not sure I'm getting her the ring this week, okay? So don't start doing that.
Mm-hmm. If Sierra's listening, you better start ring shopping. Do you have some advice for a guy? You could call or text us now. 888-431-3764. Right now, she's the only girl in your life, and that's how you expect it to be. But you're not ready to have a second marriage.
No, I had a failed first marriage, and that doesn't mean I love my girlfriend to death. It's nothing personal against her. It's just that I'm not sure if I want to do that again, because divorce is very, very hard. It's my five-year anniversary. Is it okay to just get the ring without the paper?
There seem to be a lot of people in your situation. Like the 714 text in says, Guy, I was very skeptical after my failed first marriage, but I had to look at myself and see what I wanted and what went wrong. The past is a past, and you shouldn't let that affect your relationship that you're in now.
No, and thank you for that, because after 5 years, there's just outside noise all the time.
Well, sometimes you have to drown that out.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen when you ask for advice on the radio. Lisa in DeVore, what do you think?
I was in the same situation, and I didn't want to get married. He didn't want to get married, but I wanted a ring. So we both got married amongst ourselves with a Bible, said it in front of God, and it worked for both of us, and it still works. You just have your own little private ceremony amongst each other, promise each other your love, and you're good.
Okay, and you guys are great. Congratulations. Thank you. That makes me feel better.
We're great. Yep, we're great, and been together 5 years since.
Okay, that seems like a fair compromise. Andrew and Hemet, what do you think?
I think guys should just get the bling and forget the paperwork.
Okay, so that can work. That is a fair compromise, you think?
I think so. Me and my wife have been together 10 years, and we're not married, and we consider marriage.
Does she have a ring?
She does.
How long did it take you to buy her the ring?
I didn't buy her an actual ring. I brought her a promise ring after 4 years or so, and now I probably stepped it up, you know, with a better and bigger one after a few years.
Yeah, thank you for the call. I am getting some support and text messages too. 909, yes, it's your relationship. Do what's best for you. Nobody has the right to tell you what's best for your relationship.
And then you have some people that are calling you out, like Brianna, who said, well, this is embarrassing, letting everybody know that you have commitment issues. A ring is not a compromise. It should be a long-term commitment.
Yeah, social media, I'm getting killed and judged. And I don't think I deserve it. I don't have commitment issues. We've been together 5 years. Five. That's not commitment issues. Did you have to get married, or do you have commitment issues? Am I wrong?
I think you have to find what's right and works for your situation. As long as you're both okay with that, and somebody's not just saying, oh, okay, trying to make peace with it. If you're both in the same boat, then you got to do what works for you.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll just get married.
No, and first of all, don't say it like that.
That's a joke. That was a joke. Okay?
Yeah, she's listening right now.
No, so is everybody.
Do you have some advice? You can call or text us, 888-431-3764.
My five-year anniversary with my girlfriend this Friday. We've been together 5 years, and I've had a failed marriage before. I'm nervous about getting married again.
Mm-hmm.
I've discussed this with her. She knows. She still wants the bling.
So is she expecting a ring this Friday?
I don't know if she's expecting one this Friday, but she wants one eventually. She's okay with not getting married. She just wants the bling. I want to know, is this a fair compromise?
Okay.
Is it okay to just be with someone and not get married?
I totally agree with the 626 who texts in and says, I'm a firm believer you have to do what's best for your relationship. You need to have that talk between the two of you. The 626 says, I've always been very reluctant to get married again, so I'm the same way. I'm fine with a ring and maybe even just a commitment ceremony, but it doesn't have to be a legal ceremony.
Right. And, you know, we're very, very happy, and she knows this. I've been reluctant to talk about this, because it makes me nervous, this whole conversation.
But you are sweating a bit.
Yeah, but no, I made a promise when going on radio that I'll be as transparent as I can with everybody I possibly can.
Jessica and Hemet, what do you think?
I'm in the same situation. My husband and I, we are not legally married, but I do have a ring. He just don't have a piece of paper. We do everything like a married couple. We say we're husband and wife. We're not, even though we're not married. We have a house under our name, cars, everything is combined, just a piece of paper missing. I feel like a piece of paper shouldn't really say if you're married or not. I mean,
how do you honestly feel about that personally, if you can be honest? You okay with it?
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine with it. It's like how the previous guy said, you know, I feel like as long as you guys have both know you guys love each other and everything, I feel like a piece of paper and what other people say really shouldn't matter.
Thanks so much. You're helping me feel better about this decision.
You are getting some really good advice. Laura in Paris, what do you think guys should do?
I think he should have an open and honest conversation with his girlfriend and let her know that he wants to show her his commitment without following through with a marriage. And ask her opinion on whether or not it would be a good compromise for a wedding ring.
I think we're pretty much on the same page with that. She understands what position I'm in, but her response is she still wants the bling, which is a form of commitment, I think.
Yeah, but if she wants the bling, eventually I think she thinks that you'll change your mind on the marriage.
Maybe.
So that's why you need to have the open and honest conversation.
Thanks for the advice. All right, are we over this conversation?
It seems like
enough.
You are.
Can we, like, get back to giving away tickets and having fun and stuff like that? Sorry.
Come on, please. Though. I love love. Another wedding? I would love to go to the wedding.
You love poking the bear.
No.
It's what you're good at.
I love love.
Oh, yes, Kelly.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.